seeing Jansen Harkins today? I know you only had him for one practice, but from the development camp when you had him last year to this point right now?
I thought when I watched him skate, you know, in the as you mentioned, just off the one practice, skating stride seemed a little bit stronger. Looks like he's put on some strength there, obviously. And again, you know, just based on the one practice, that'd be the thing I could that I would take out of that. I'd watch him today with the puck. You know, he's when I watched him at development camp, had him in Penticton. Skilled centerman, a real cerebral guy with regards to thinking the game. But for a judgment on one practice, I'd say his skating stride looked like it's gotten a little bit stronger.
So would he need a few more practices before you put him in the lineup, or is this...
Oh, he'll play. Yep.
Oh, he'll play. So would you put him in the center
He'll
role,
play center, or? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he'll play center for us.
And what are the expectations on a young guy like that who comes in, signs an ATO, and has to get into the lineup? Is there... are there...
It's for us as an organization, it would be just getting those games under his belt, experience-wise. You know, you look at players over the years that have come in like that. You know, Adam Lowry is obviously one that jumps off the page, getting a few games at the end of the season. Last year's players coming down, you know, we had Stojkovic and Harstad come down. We had Olsen a couple years back come down for our Calder Cup run. Comrie's been 2 years. You know, Blomqvist, Jimmy Lodge, all those players, the thought is we'd like to get them one, in the pro hockey environment, the dressing room, what the meetings are about, practices, the pace, the expectations, the details. And then if we can get some pro games under their belt that are going to help them in their development for the upcoming season, then we see that as a benefit, whether they're going back to junior college or transitioning to the pro game.
And I know every player is unique, but how difficult is it for them to make that transition from a junior season into a pro rank like the AHL?
Yeah, some are easier than others. Some are, you know, you got guys, as I mentioned, in Adam Lowry that's more pro ready to step right in, and other guys they're still a little distance away. But that's just each individual and where they are with regards to their development.
Is there an expectation on the older players, though, to help these guys when they come in, like yeah. Cormier and you know, that sort of idea that they'll say, okay, here, we'll take you on, different than your role as a coach?
Yeah, I would say whenever you have a room of good leaders, and as you mentioned, you know, your Patrice Cormier, John Albert, Andrew McWilliam, those players have been around long enough to know that when guys come in for their first taste of pro hockey, there's a lot of nerves and they're really green, so they've done a really good job bringing them into the fold, helping them, again, if they're out of position in practice, you know, doing the drill wrong, if they don't know the drill, catching them before the coaching staff at times, but more so making sure that they bring them under their wing with meetings and being on time for things. But those three players have done a real good job with regards to that.